Moving up from 105 to 115, I think a lot of people have this hesitation of me being a smaller fighter. But the truth of the matter is, that doesn't mean that I'm not as strong as these girls. It doesn't mean that I'm doing myself a disservice. I honestly think that coming up, I have speed, I have the finesse, and I have other things that some of the other girls don't have. The division has definitely been shooken up within this last couple of weeks. With Ioana moving up to 25, and Carla losing, and Carolina losing.
It's like Titanic!
It's actually a really exciting time, so right now my focus is on Felice, but obviously a win against Felice will definitely point me towards the right direction.
Tonight we just came out here, put in some work Tuesday. Anthony had a busy day, great night of work. He's focused, man. I see the dedication, the hunger in him. It's reset, and Saturday you guys will see that.
Boom, good.
Fighting number 4 in my division, Usier Formiga, man. Just another fight to get to where I want to be, get to my goal, get a title shot and go for that belt.
Yay!
This Saturday, that's the goal right now. I'm not worried about anything else but this Saturday.
Good day one for us. Team Pettis feeling good, about to close it out, get some rest, and see y'all tomorrow.
Pettis is a tough fighter. The thing with Pettis is, once he got losers, he gets used to losing after a while. I'm watching Pettis' fights. I see he's kind of used to losing. When he sees that he can't quite get it going, he's more in survival mode, not in winning mode. You know what I mean? Tony's stronger will, better striker, better jiu-jitsu, mentally tougher, and he doesn't know how to lose. He's not losing, you know what I mean? You're going to see.
Snap,
yeah, that's cool.
Cheers, brother.
Uh-huh.
Fucking big fan.
Is this where you get the pig?
You a Khabib fan?
Yeah. Hey, do you want me to light you? Fucking legend, brother. Uh-huh. Best of luck.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Cheers, boys.
Thank you. Hey,
guys.
Hello. The Rockets, Houston. They got all that cowboy crap.
It's kind of a ritual for us. We get pretty superstitious every fight. So we always kind of make a stop at Lids, and he either gets a hat or he doesn't.
Bob, you can reach that one?
Yes, I can reach that, Derek.
The red.
Just relax a bit, hit some hard training later, but right now just having fun, get his mind off the fight.
Good. Appreciate you.
Nice.
Gloves and all?
Us.
Come on.
Us.
Huh? Playing?
No.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that for vision. Wow.
Did you see that, buddy?
Look how high that is.
Good boy. Good boy.
Hey, come on, let's go.
Nice and calm, okay? No running.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for coming out to UFC 229 Open Workouts. We've got quite an afternoon planned for you guys.
Looking forward to getting kicked. I'm looking forward to checking some kicks, and I'm looking forward to go out there and dish some shit out to Anthony Pettis.
All right, guys, please welcome Tony Ferguson as he makes his way
Yeah, it felt exactly like old times. I missed it. I missed my fans, and you can only spend so much time in the gym when you have to actually come out and perform the event. For me, I always want to hear the bad. I always want to hear the bad, and I want to throw salt in everything, so that way it gives fuel for the fire. So I heard my fans, but I heard the haters more. I love sushing those motherfuckers up.
Our next fighter is ready to work out here for you. He is the former UFC lightweight world champion. Please welcome Anthony Showtime Pettis.
I'm feeling 100% confident. So ready. I'm back on where I'm supposed to be at. My mental feels so good, so it's not gonna work, no matter who it is in front of me. I'm going out there, putting on a show for y'all. I'll make sure everybody gets what they paid for the main events, the co-main.
That's how it's done right there. Woo! Man, that shit just amps me the fuck up.
He is your UFC lightweight champion of the world. Please welcome.
A lot of Irish fans, you know, but I respect everybody because these guys love sport. They come, they pay, they buy tickets.
Smash me now, mate! Smash me now! You'll do fucking nothing!
3 days. 3 days. You're gonna like me. You're gonna like me. 3 days, inshallah. Hey, I'm gonna go and beat this guy, inshallah. Thank you so much.
What's up, Conan? I saw what I've seen many times when I've looked at that man. His eyeballs turn to glass, the blood rushes from his body and sprints out of his arse. This is just another style of opponent. I believe he's slow, he's flat-footed. His striking is very average. He may have wrestled Dagestani bears, but he has never wrestled an Irish gorilla, Conan, and that's what he's about to face on Saturday night.
The victorious one is in the building. He's returning to the Octagon on Saturday night. Please give him a warm welcome. The victorious Conor McGregor.
Nobody hits like him, nobody at all. He hits like a heavyweight, and you could see that tonight. So it was just giving the fans a little taste. They turned out in their droves again, all waving those Irish flags and all cheering us on. So it was great. Yeah, it's great to be back.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back.